Myers is said to have published a whole collection of such hypermnesic dreams in the Proceedings of the Society for Psychical Research, which are unfortunately inaccessible to me. I believe everyone who occupies himself with dreams will recognize as a very common phenomenon the fact that the dream gives proof of knowing and recollecting matters unknown to the waking person. In my psychoanalytic investigations of nervous patients, of which I shall speak later, I am every week more than once in position to convince my patients from their dreams that they are well acquainted with quotations, obscene expressions, etc., and that they make use of these in their dreams, although they have forgotten them in the waking state. I shall cite here a simple case of dream hypermnesia because it was easy to trace the source which made the knowledge accessible to the dream. A patient dreamed in a lengthy connection that he ordered a kontushovka in a café, and after reporting this inquired what it might mean, as he never heard the name before. I was able to answer that kontushovka was a Polish liquor which he could not have invented in his dream, as the name had long been familiar to me in advertisements. The patient would not at first believe me, but some days later, after he had realized his dream of the café, he noticed the name on a signboard at the street corner which he had been obliged to pass for months, at least twice a day. I have learned from my own dreams how largely the discovery of the origin of some of the dream elements depends on accident. Thus, for years before writing this book, I was haunted by the picture of a very simply formed church tower which I could not recall having seen. I then suddenly recognized it with absolute certainty at a small station between Salzburg and Reichenhall. This was in the later 90s, and I had travelled over the road for the first time in the year 1886. In later years, when I was already busily engaged in the study of dreams, I was quite annoyed at the frequent recurrence of the dream picture of a certain peculiar locality. I saw it in definite local relation to my person. To my left, a dark space from which many grotesque sandstone figures stood out. A glimmer of recollection, which I did not quite credit, told me it was the entrance to a beer cellar, but I could explain neither the meaning nor the origin of this dream picture. In 1907, I came by chance to Padua, which, to my regret, I had been unable to visit since 1895. My first visit to this beautiful university city was unsatisfactory. I was unable to see Giotto's frescoes in the church of the Madonna dell'Arena, and on my way there turned back on being informed that the little church was closed on the day. On my second visit, 12 years later, I thought of compensating myself for this, and before everything else, I started out for Madonna dell'Arena. On the street leading to it, on my left, probably at the place where I had turned in 1895, I discovered the locality which I had so often seen in the dream, with its sandstone figures. It was, in fact, the entrance to a restaurant garden.